It's time now for the Todd Leonard Show. Leave those negative stories behind as we focus on the positive and hear from those who give back and help others. Let's start your day with some inspirational stories. Now, here's your host, Todd Leonard.
Good morning, everyone. We have one incredible show. You know, it's Mother's Day, and I've been thinking about this show for quite a while. You know, when I think of Mother's Day, I think about my late mom. I lost my mom in November, many years ago in 2013, and not a day goes by I don't think about her. And I think about, you know, obviously my wife today, and hope she's listening. And for all the mothers out there, all the wonderful things mothers do for all of us. A mother is a glue of a family. And when I was thinking about this show, it's very emotional because obviously I miss my mom every day. And I was thinking about these wonderful ladies we're going to be talking to today. We have Dini Saltarelli, Heidi Begonis Weinberg. These ladies are incredible. I call them the dynamic duo. And by the time you're done with this show, I think you're going to feel the same way. The show today is really about believing in miracles, about hope and faith, about making sure we never lose sight that anything is possible if we believe. So think about that as we go through the show. Think about all the blessings mothers do. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
It's really a real treat to have you both on today. I was joking with the ladies before we started. We all had to pretty ourselves up, so we're making sure the camera angles are really right, spot on. And ladies, you haven't disappointed. So I want to talk with both of you today about so many wonderful things you've done to lift up the community and make the world better, because that's what my show is about. It's about those that give back and make the world better. And for the listeners, I met these ladies recently. My great friend or a mutual friend, Steve Alford, one of the most amazing people I've ever met in my life, the five-time president of the Roxbury Rotary Club, invited me to talk, and I had the great privilege of sitting next to these ladies, and it's actually a shock. They were willing to come on the show after spending an hour or two with me, so thanks again, ladies. So I know it's Mother's Day, and, you know, I think so much about my late mom and about everything she meant in my life. Ladies, before we talk about all the wonderful things, you know, Dini, maybe, you know, for a minute or so, what does Mother's Day mean to you?
Well, Mother's Day is a way to honor your mother. And because of miracles in my life, today is a big day to honor the Blessed Mother. And so for me, it was actually an honor to do this show about Mother's Day for her, because she watches over all of us and she loves all of us. And I'm a mom of three children also, and I'm so blessed with my beautiful family. So it's just such an honor to do it today. So thank you so much, Todd.
Well, thank you for coming. So, you know, especially on Mother's Day. Heidi, what are your thoughts when, you know, Mother's Day? I know it comes around once a year. I hope you get pampered crazy later today. And thanks again for waking up and spending some time this morning.
Thank you. I really would like to echo what Dini is saying. To us, the Blessed Mother watching over us and our rosary is so important to us that we feel very honored to be able to do this on Mother's Day. And I've had some challenges in my life, and I know how special it was to have my mom during that time. And she really lifted me up in some of my hardest moments. So I'm not pampering myself today, but more to enjoy her. She's 82, and I'm blessed to have two of my own children and three stepchildren as well.
Wonderful. Like I said, ladies, you exude so much joy and happiness, and that's why I was, you know, so thrilled for you to join us. So both of you ladies are from New Jersey, and, you know, the show, I always go on a journey with my guests, because that's really what it's about. It's about focus on the good in life. We all have adversity. We all go through some challenges. But you ladies have risen above so high through all the different adversities. So, Dini, let's talk a little bit about there's a person by the name Ray Scopp. I never met Ray, and I know today we're going to be talking about miracles and believing in miracles. Who was Ray Scopp in terms of how he came into your life?
Okay, well, back in 1999, my daughter Sammy suddenly stopped walking. And we were going to all the doctors, and nobody could find what was going on. They knew she couldn't walk. She was having a problem with her legs. She was 26 months old, and she already walked fine for a year. So I actually even got to go see the top doctors in New York City, and they still could not diagnose her. She was diagnosed with partial paraparesis, which is partial paralysis. And if you saw my beautiful little girl with her blonde curly hair, I was like, there's no way that this can happen to my daughter. So I prayed and 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 I prayed more and asked everybody in heaven, please send me who I need to go to. And then a few weeks later, when she still wasn't walking after many doctors, my pediatrician actually told me about this man, Ray, in Jersey City. And he said, you know what? Sometimes he prays for people and they get better. Maybe you should call him. I was like, what the heck? I never thought about a healer or anybody like that. But I was praying so hard, I just knew this is something that I was supposed to do. So it was a man, Ray Scott, in Jersey City. I finally got in touch with him. And he told me he had a dream of me and my daughter. And he told me she was going to be okay. And he asked me to come to Jersey City to pray a rosary with him and his group. So, I mean, my whole heart leapt. I just, for some reason, like, you know how sometimes your spirit just knows when you're going somewhere. So I went to meet Ray. You want me to tell the whole story?
Yeah, you know, and we're going to really delve into this because this is fascinating because I love miracles. You have to believe. I mean, this show is about faith and hope and understanding anything truly is possible if you believe in your heart. Before, I mean, you're blessed. Your daughter's, you know, were 26 months old. I mean, this is what a bundle of joy. Were you a religious person at that point in your life?
I was always religious. I went to church every week. Was I like, did I go around telling everybody Jesus is here, Jesus loves you, pray the rosary? No, I was a religious girl with a lot of faith, but I wasn't anything, you know, anything crazy religious.
No, I look, everybody. And once again, like our show, my show is, it covers it all. Uh-huh. I don't care what you believe in, as long as you believe in God.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter how you practice, but I think it's important to believe in the Almighty. So in terms of your meeting Ray, your beautiful little daughter, I mean, she can't walk. I mean, talk about like how crazy scary that is.
Very scary.
Because as you know, I'm a parent. I'm blessed with two young boys. I mean, everybody, as you're listening to this, think about a two-year-old all of a sudden not being able to walk. Your life stopped. I'm sure your heart stopped at that point. So when you heard from a pediatrician, you should go meet Ray Scop in Jersey City. Was it something that you had to hesitate, or was it like you said in your heart, you're like, I'm going to go for this?
I didn't hesitate for 1 second because I was praying and asking God for guidance. I said, I don't care where I have to go. Please just show me where I have to go. And as soon as he said it, I knew in my heart that's where I was supposed to go. To meet this man, Ray.
And you met with Ray in Jersey City.
Yes, he had a dream about us. He told us to come. I think I talked to him on a Tuesday, and we met him on Friday. And there were a lot of people outside his home. I didn't realize he was very well-known suddenly because of this healing power that he had that he would never say he had the healing power. It just came through God. So he would never, ever take credit for it. So I brought her in. He had everybody praying for her. At this point, the doctors in New York City didn't know if she'd walk again. They said, don't get your hopes up. So I brought her back home. I saw he had a picture that wept holy oil. I mean, it was very surreal. His hands were bleeding. He had stigmata of Jesus. I had no idea what that was. He was very kind of quiet and humble about it. He didn't really like want to show people that. I went home. I didn't sleep all night. I was like, what the heck was that? And the next week I was going to go to Columbia. 7 more neurologists were going to do much more extensive testing again on my daughter. And the night before that, after I met everybody and I felt like I knew Ray my whole life, it was kind of a whole crazy, surreal thing. He called me and he's like a blue collar motorcycle guy. This guy, Ray Scott, fantastic guy. Everybody loved him. Everybody's best friend. He called me the night before I went to the hospital with 7 neurologists and he did the most eloquent, beautiful, holy prayer with me on the phone for my daughter that I hung up the phone. He asked me to pray the rosary at this point. He asked if I could pray it once a week. And he said, if you can pray your rosary once a week for the rest of your life, I promise your daughter will walk this weekend. So I hung up the phone. I didn't know who I just talked to because I was like, that wasn't Ray Scott. That was the Holy Spirit. That was Jesus. That was somebody else. It was a very surreal moment again. And we went to the hospital, more extensive testing for 2 days. Nothing happened, but he promised me for the weekend. So should I keep that?
Yeah, no, so I mean, I understand, you know, it seems to me, I'm trying to follow this, that Ray Scott was, you know, had some miracles. He had an ability to heal people. You had to believe, you had to pray. And you obviously felt in your heart at this point, I mean, I have to pray with all my heart to get my little baby girl, your little beautiful little girl, to be able to walk again. So you did that?
Yes. And then if you know about the Bible, I kept opening up to one quote, like, nothing is impossible with God. I kept saying that. So if all the doctors were saying she may never walk again, it's okay. She's healthy. You know, sometimes you have to accept things. I kept saying, no, nothing is impossible with God. I believe that quote from my heart and my soul. So we went to the hospital, and then that weekend she started walking on all the holy days after he promised me. It was Sunday, the 40th day, Our Lady of Guadalupe's feast day. Major miracle. So many different little intricate things involved. So we were so blessed. So I could never turn back, ever. Never.
So you made a vow to God that you're going to pray the rosary and for the rest of your life.
Yes. I do three rosaries a day now because I have been so blessed to witness so many miracles through raised prayers and the Blessed Mother's intercession and Jesus' intercession that you, when you're so involved in that, you can never turn back. Like I will do whatever you want, God. Just let me know and follow my heart.
Unbelievable. Incredible. And God bless. How's your daughter doing now?
She's fantastic. She's an emergency room nurse now, Sammy Saltarelli, and saving people's lives. And yeah, so that's just one miracle out of so many that we've been blessed.
Yeah, we're going to go through more of that. So, Heidi, what about you? When did you first feel the beauty, the power of a miracle in your life?
I was diagnosed with breast cancer on March 1st of 08. And the evening of March 1st, my sister reached out to Deanie, and Deanie dropped off holy oil to my home. And she gave me Ray Scott's phone number and said, you know, you can call Ray or he'll call you, whatever you're most comfortable with, but bless yourself with the holy oil. And she left me the story of Sammy's miracle and a little time to understand what Ray's gifts were. And I actually called him the next day on March 2nd, and he answered the phone expecting my call, and he immediately gave me that feeling that everything was going to be okay. He actually told me that. He knew that I was going to be fine. And he asked me the same thing. Can you pray the rosary? And he said, can you please pray the rosary for the rest of your life for once a week? So I went to meet him that following Friday, I believe. I went to his home and I prayed the rosary with a group of individuals who would come and pray with Ray. And he told me if I could continue to do that, he would pray for me and that I would be fine. And I'm almost 15 years out from that diagnosis. That was my personal miracle, but my sister has also experienced miracles through Ray and his holy oil.
So, and God bless him. So happy to hear that Ray and God has been able to heal you. I mean, that's incredible. So there's no question about God if you believe. And with Ray Scott, he was able to give you the hope and you believed in it.
Yes.
Before that, were you a believer? Did you believe in God that way, that you would pray to God for whatever, you know, help?
Absolutely. Raised to go to church, went to Catholic school my whole life. So, yeah, I did have faith and I did believe, but this took it to another level. And for someone to ask you for so little, it seemed, you know, he asked me to pray more. He asked me to pray the rosary. He didn't ask me for money. He didn't ask me to do anything. He just asked me to pray.
So Ray was in Jersey City. You guys, you ladies mentioned that he was like a blue collar kind of person, collected motorcycles. He was like, from what I read, I wish I met him. I never did. But I met you ladies, which is really a blessing. And I know his spirit's in you. But I understand he had a huge following and he was always there to help out to the local folks who needed a hand up, who needed salvation. What was it like when you would visit in Jersey City and see all the people lined up and all the miracles and everything that was happening? How did that make you feel? Deanie, what were your thoughts as you got to know Ray more and been so involved in his work?
Well, you know what? I think as we got to know him, like, if you knew Ray Scott, he would be your best friend. But he wouldn't be my best friend. He would be everybody's best friend. Like, he just had the most funny, silly sense of humor. And I always feel like this is probably what God is like. And he likes people that are happy. He likes people that laugh. He wants people to be happy and be joyous every day. So meeting Ray, he made everybody feel like that. Like, today is a beautiful day. It's Mother's Day. It might have been raining the last couple of days, but guess what? We're blessed to be here. And that's who he was. And on top of that, when people prayed with them, they felt the presence, the Holy Spirit presence, so that there was some kind of blessing, and people just knew it. So to be part of that was truly amazing and a blessing. I still feel blessed every day to be part of that for all those years that he was alive.
You know, I love that attitude, because you do have to feel blessed. Mm-hmm. You have to feel so fortunate, because each day is a blessing. And so many people get caught up. The weather's not nice, or this is going on, or, you know, my dog isn't feeling well, whatever it might be. You got to be joyous in your heart for everything that you have, mm-hmm. especially on like a Mother's Day, to be thankful for all the mothers that are with us and all the mothers that are in heaven. We always have to think about that. So you ladies have a special bond. I mean, you guys have been friends for, you know, more than 20 years. Now, Ray Scott passed away, sadly, right? When was that, Deanie?
July 3rd, 2012.
All right. Now, we're here. I'm part of the Facebook promotion. I'm a bit of a promoter, you know, and I like to talk in advance so people understand who I'm bringing on. The Ray of Hope Foundation. When was that started, Heidi?
That began in the year 2000. Deanie was there at the inception, and a big part of that was many people wanted to make donations to Ray so he could help people, but he could not accept money. So that was how the foundation was started back in 2000, and it's continued until now.
You know, I love the title, Ray of Hope, the name of it. Because I love hope. I love when people have a chance to realize there's so many opportunities to turn things around. Even though it may not be going great right now, it can always change. But you got to believe and you got to have hope. So Ray touched so many lives. And ladies, from what I understand, I mean, all walks of life. I mean, he had a huge following, and a lot of people were really touched by his ability to really work miracles. So, Deanie, you mentioned about so many miracles, and one of the things why I was so excited about the show is I love miracles. I love these stories where you can't explain it. It's just like something must have happened, something magical. No one ever thought this could ever be possible, and it became possible. I know you mentioned with your daughter, Sammy. So what other things have happened that you recall that really stick out vividly of like a true miracle? There's no other explanation.
I'll give a couple quick examples. Two girls from Morris Catholic couldn't walk years ago, Lori and Janelle. I saw their article in the newspaper a month or two after Sammy was healed. And like, there was a whole big story about how they couldn't walk just like her, undiagnosed. And I remember calling Ray. I'm like, do you think I should tell these mothers about you? And he's like, yes. So I called the moms. They both went down. They both met Ray, both girls, and they were both healed at a rosary. About 100 people were there at a church, and it was another truly miraculous event. So, and they're fine today. They're fantastic. They're adult grown women having wonderful lives. My nephew also went and met him once. My nephew had grand mal seizures for a number of years. He went down to the house once. Ray prayed for him, never had him again. That was probably 15, 20 years ago, I'd say. My cousin had 6 months to live, and Ray just prayed with her on the phone. So he prayed with people on the phone all the time. And she had cancer all over her body. It was in her bones. She had 6 months to live. This was probably about 12 years ago, and she's been cancer-free since.
You know, one of the things, so I happen to be a trial lawyer by day, and I love doing these shows because I step out of the box. But, you know, a lot of the listeners could be skeptics, you know, because one of the things being a lawyer, you have to analyze all the facts. So you always got to kind of figure out, does this make any sense? I know miracles have happened in my life, and you're sharing with us. So for the skeptics out there, I'm assuming, I mean, you guys have actually are such believers because you've seen it firsthand. People, these are real diagnoses, and people somehow miraculously are getting cured. Heidi, what are your thoughts about the skeptics as we're kind of talking about this today?
Well, I think we talk about nothing is impossible without God. So the joy and the hope that comes along with believing that things could be healed or cured, and keeping in mind that sometimes healings don't always come in the form of something physical. They can be emotional. They can be spiritual. So I think the whole theme for everything in it for me is the hope that comes along with it. So you can be skeptical, but if it gives you even a little bit of hope, that it really matters.
Yeah, I mean, I know that so many people in my lives, when they're not feeling well, I pray, I hope that God will touch them and heal them and make them feel better. And for me, I find a lot of comfort doing that because it's not hard to do. You get in a quiet place and you pray and you think about what you're grateful for and you think about how God is out there and hopefully can touch your loved one and make your loved one feel better. I find that to be very comforting. So ladies, so sadly, Ray passed in 2012. And I know how important the Ray of Hope Foundation has been to the communities, especially in the Jersey City area. So when he passed, Deanie, what happened to the foundation?
Well, I think everybody was in shock because it was a pretty quick passing, and we really never thought that he would die, right? He's a healer. Everybody loved him. It was pretty shocking for a little bit. A lot of people told me to shut it down. I was always very close to him and helped him quite a bit for all the years with the fundraisers and the nursing homes and the hospitals and the toy drives. And in my heart, like, I just knew I wasn't supposed to shut it down. Ray's main mission was to get people to pray the rosary. And I'm like, we can't shut that down. My daughter had a miracle. I made a promise to God. So we continued in Jersey City. We had a rosary house in Jersey City, and I continued doing rosaries there. We had somebody who rented, and some people that maybe were struggling a little bit would stay there on and off. So I kept it there for 7 years because I felt this is what God wanted. So we continued. We did fundraisers. We continued helping in the area. But over the years, less and less people were coming. It's hard to get to Jersey City, right? Especially if the healer's not there. And so after I gave myself 7 years, and after that, there were just too many signs that it was just time to move on. And in the meantime, Heidi and I started doing a lot of things up here in Morris County with the Ray of Hope. We started doing our rosaries locally in our homes, all different places. So I was kind of having this dual thing, but I felt like it was time to move back up here. So about 2018, we moved the foundation to Morris County.
Right. So, you know, what you were just touching on is so many things that Ray was doing for the community. Right.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing so many things to lift others up that had a need.
Mm-hmm.
And that somehow, am I right? Just got in your soul. Like, this is what I want to do. I want to be there to help others in need. You mentioned toy drives, all these wonderful things to lift up the community. Heidi, what were your thoughts, you know, after Ray passed and, you know, this very important local organization, this foundation was in jeopardy because obviously Ray was the person behind it. What were your thoughts during that time?
Deanie and I would talk about it quite often because we had been doing rosaries already for probably almost 10 years together. Also at our parish at St. Mary's, we would do them in homes. We would do traveling rosaries. And we would talk about it quite a lot, what we were going to do next. And when she made the decision to move it to Morris County, it kind of helped us explode because we were a little closer to it. So it didn't mean that we stopped helping the communities where it originated. It just meant that we had a bigger reach and we were able to do things more locally. So there's a lot of things that we do more locally for the Ray of Hope, but we take those things and we still send them to Jersey City. So whether it be the toy drive, food, other contacts, you know, the connections start to grow pretty quick, and you're able to still take them and put them into other locations.
Right. So for the listeners, Deanie, as you and Heidi are talking about this really wonderful cause and this Ray of Hope Foundation, if they want to reach out to the Ray of Hope Foundation, because we're inspiring, you ladies are inspiring, I'm here as a conduit to bring you lovely ladies on, how do they reach you?
Well, if you go onto our website, rayofhopefoundation.com, my phone number is on there, our address is on there, and you can send an email also, info@rayofhopefoundation.com. You can find all the information on our website.
Yeah, so I was, you know, obviously getting ready for the show. I know you have a website. You have a Facebook page, right,
mm-hmm,
ladies,
yes,
too, and which I think is really important to reach out. I know you have a lot of followers, a lot of grassroots members, people that really appreciate and cherish what you ladies have been doing. You know, I call you ladies the dynamic duo, and, you know, I'm probably not the only one. What are the folks' reaction when they see you, very attractive ladies? You know, you're so religious. You're such a great team. What's the reaction when you pray the rosary to folks that don't know you? What goes on, Heidi?
What goes on?
What's their reaction when they go, wow?
They're usually pretty surprised by us. We get that reaction quite a lot. We're energetic. and we're always on the move and even preparing for this show and sending you a little note about things that we've done. We look at it and we're like, no wonder why we're so tired.
Well, you guys don't stop. You know, our mutual great friend Steve Alford said, when you meet these ladies, wow, wow, they're not what you expected. Because he's like, oh, they're very religious. They pray the rosary. And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking they're going to be, no disrespect to what I visualize, but like maybe 65, 70. And you ladies, like, bring it. So God bless you and your families. So I also know that it's important to bring up the awareness of the organization. And I know that I like billboards. I joke, I'm like P.T. Barnum. What can
I joke? We've seen them.
Sorry. My poor paralegal sees him like four times. She's up in the Hackettstown Long Valley area.
She's coming so down.
I feel horrible. Going and coming. You guys see my face all day long. But you guys have a billboard. You had a billboard for a while, right? And what did it say?
Our billboard said, pray the rosary. Change your life, change the world. And I had the Blessed Mother on because that's really our mission, is to pray the rosary. We've had it up. I put it up for 1 month because we really didn't have any money in our foundation. I'm like, well, if God wants it up, I guess God will keep it up. We did it maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 7. And so then Frank from Coastal Outdoor, a wonderful man, he called me and he said, do you want to put it up for another month? I'm like, Frank, we don't have any money. We just can't. I'm so sorry. And he goes, yeah, I'll leave it up for a month for free. And I'm like, okay. And then a couple people saw the billboard and then people started paying for it. So then I got about maybe 8 months free. And then Frank kept it up longer. And then we put it up in different spots. And we've had a wonderful billboard guy, Frank, I call him, who's helped us for many years keeping our Pray the Rosary billboard up. Right now it's down, but we're going to try to get some more up. We put them in many different areas in New Jersey.
Wonderful. So this phrase, change your life, change the world. I also love that, right? Because when you go through life, you can always change it. If you're not happy with it, it doesn't take much. You just got to take that step and say, hey, I want a different life, not for anyone else, but for yourself. And then I'm assuming, ladies, if you change your life, you could change the world, because everything we do impacts others, right? What do you think about that, Heidi?
I wholeheartedly believe in it, especially because we live it. So little things that we were not doing before that we do today, as our foundation has exploded in the last 2 to 3 years, you really see the impact that you start to have by making those choices, by changing your life a little bit, and the impact it has on the world around you.
And we talk about changing our lives, ladies. We're talking about, especially why I brought you on, is because you're giving back, you're doing good, and then it becomes contagious in a good way, though. Because, you know, we're always, you say contagious, you get nervous. But you're making the world better, right? Because you're getting people that want to do good, and you're giving them a platform to do it. And that's pretty awesome. Now, both you ladies, you know, you have families, and, you know, I want to talk about the family's reaction to all of your commitment, because you've been so involved, so engaged in giving back. We're going to take a very short break and be back with these remarkable, incredible ladies, the dynamic duo in 30 seconds. Please come back.
The Todd Leonard Show is sponsored by the Leonard Foundation, whose mission is to support the children and families who are battling pediatric cancer and those in need of food and assistance, women's shelters, and other important social services in the community. They also proudly support those fighting pancreatic cancer. They feel it's vitally important to help those in need in our amazing community when they need us the most. Please join them in extending a helping hand and go to leonardcharity.org and donate now. Together, we can touch many lives.
Welcome back. We have the dynamic duo, and these ladies are really just, as I would say, wow. I mean, everything they're doing. So, Heidi, I wanted to talk briefly about your family's reaction, because you're so engaged, you know, you and Deanie, and what you're doing to make the world better and to give back. What's your family's reaction?
Well, I think I can speak for both of our families in a way that they are extremely supportive. My husband has a beautiful vehicle that he travels in quite often because he drives a lot for work. He has a Lincoln Navigator, and he has let me use that vehicle to move more food than you can possibly imagine. My son and his friends have helped us move food. My daughter has helped me deliver food. So I would say our families are very supportive. My sister is a big part of it because she has a pickup truck now. So we load that truck up and we deliver food as best as we can.
Wonderful. And Deanie, what about your family? I know that you have a very giving family.
My family, they always help me and support me. I always call my husband the number one volunteer for the Ray of Hope because he's there for every pickup. We're like, you need to be so-and-so right away. And he's always graciously there. People are coming in and out. Where the Ray of Hope is like a side room of my house. So he's always there. He works from home. So that was a whole setup from God, too, so that if people need to come in or drop stuff off or pick stuff up, he's always there to help. My other kids have always helped me either with the pickups or with the things for the Ray of Hope on the computer that I can't do. So they're always so supportive. They know that they've been blessed. They know their sister's been blessed. My children knew Ray very well. They want to continue everything that I've continued because they know how blessed we are and how Jesus is around us all the time. So.
Well, I hope your husbands are listening. They have a very special Mother's Day treat when you arrive home.
Yes.
I'm sure my wife's probably saying the same thing. I better be bringing something nice home. So, ladies, let's talk about what you have done. So you carried on this such an incredible legacy through Ray Scop and the Ray of Hope Foundation. You carried it on because a lot of the foundation, sadly, when the founder passes, they end up just, unfortunately, over time, maybe a year or two, they just disband. And people still love and revered it, but it's not an active organization. So let's talk about what you ladies are doing. Every day when people need a hand, they need food. Heidi, let's talk about how you're feeding the hungry and those in need. How does that work?
So it kind of began with Deanie having this idea that we should try and help our communities differently. So she said, I'm going to write a letter with our nonprofit information and I'm going to go to Walmart and I'm going to ask for a gift card because we have some families in need. We can share it. And when she got there, we ended up meeting this lovely woman named Terry who said, well, I can give you a gift card, but that's one time. But if you want, I can give you food. And that's all the time. So we had just opened a new Super Walmart in Ledgewood, and they were trying to figure out a lot of their ordering patterns and getting themselves up and running. And sometimes they had excess in all different ways. And she would call us, and we would show up, and we would pick up the food, and we would immediately have it dispersed into local pantries, some sent to NORC in various areas. So it started very hot and heavy. Right off the get-go of Deanie asking for a gift card.
So Deanie, so one of the things that the Ray of Hope Foundation does is it feeds the hungry, those that need food. And I was blessed a while ago to have the Interfaith Food Pantry on here, right in Morris County. And I always try to make sure everybody understands. There are so many folks we don't realize need a hand up. They need the food. Sometimes they're a little embarrassed, but people, unfortunately, don't have enough food to eat. These families need a hand up. And Deanie, I know that you and Heidi and your wonderful Ray of Hope Foundation are feeding the hungry. What is that like? What is the reaction when you can pull up to wherever there is a need and you're able to feed those folks? What's that like?
Well, it's a feeling of, I guess, completion. We never really intended to ever do this. And I always ask God, please let me do your will today. And I feel like this is just something that God wanted us to do. So Heidi and I get very happy and very giggly because we just know we're doing our mission in life. And when you see these people and some of their faces, you just know that we're doing the right thing.
You know, I was thinking miracles come in many different forms, mm-hmm. right? So for the listeners, I mean, there's a broad spectrum, right, of the kind of miracle that you ladies can deliver through the Ray of Hope Foundation. You have people with major medical problems. People, sadly, have advanced cancer. They have heart conditions. You know, I read about Donna Christensen was on the transplant list. Ray had prayed, and she's actually, thankfully, didn't need to get a transplant and miraculously was able to restore a very robust heart function. That's one spectrum of it. There may be people just praying for a miracle of hope and have a chance to turn their life around. But also those that are hungry or need a jacket, and they pray for the warmth or the food. And you ladies deliver miracles every day. I mean, that's beyond a blessing if you think about it that way. And I was, as I was getting ready for the show, that's why believing in miracles is so important, because it comes in a lot of shapes and sizes. So you mentioned, Heidi mentioned, Deanie, that you have like the Super Walmart. I know it's a huge store right here in Sakasana. And they're giving back, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what they have, excess supplies, and they don't want to see it go to waste. Are there other local, we'll call them big box stores, Deanie, that are involved in doing such wonderful things for the community?
Well, Weiss also donates to us regularly, Weiss Grocery Store, and BJ's has given us plenty of their excess stuff also.
Roxbury Bagels at the end of every day. Kate bags up her bagels and my stepdad picks them up and we deliver them, freeze them. We even deliver them on people's front porches when they are in such need.
Unbelievable. I mean, you know, that's just incredible. This is part of the community that people need to understand is out there. There's so many good, wonderful things happening right in our communities. And you never can lose sight of that. That's the reason why I love the show, is all this negative news. I mean, you know, it's a heartbreak when you think about the Ukrainian people and just the horrors of that and some of this, the crazy random violence. You can be depressed or sad, but then you find out there's so many wonderful things going on. So let me ask you some of the practical things. Where's all this food stored, ladies? Where is it kept when you get like a big box store to be so generous? Where is that kept?
Most of it moves very quickly. So we do have four freezers and a refrigerator that we use for excess that does not move. But I would say the majority of it is gone within hours.
But where is it kept if you need to have it frozen for a while?
We have the ability to do that in our storage space that we have, where our Ray of Hope address is located. But as I'm saying, most of it goes to St. Mary's, St. Clement's, Franciscan Charities in Newark. It moves so fast out of our hands. There is usually not a lot left over. What we do keep behind is for very specific families that we know are in need, and they either come and pick up from us or we bring it to their homes.
Wonderful. And so one of the things I know we were talking in advance of the show is there's times where, you know, the freezers are not filled. And then what happens as the week goes on? You know, Deanie, what's the experience with that?
Well, you know what? Every once in a while, pretty rare, I'm like, Heidi, our freezers are just about empty. She goes, don't you worry. And then within a day, we get a call from somebody and it gets totally filled up with different meats and breads and desserts and blessings for all these different places that need it. Families, pantries. There's so many good people out there that help so much, and people don't realize. I mean, we're like a little tiny drop in the bucket. I always say we're like the middlemen. I used to say that with Ray. I was a middleman for him with the prayers. Now I feel like I'm a middleman with all these different places. And I always say, like, if anybody wants to help, really just look locally. There's so much you can do, even for a half hour a week. It's crazy.
Yeah, like, no doubt about it. I mean, I remember when I just met you ladies recently at the Rotarian Club, and I was being introduced to all the wonderful Rotarians mm-hmm. right here in Roxbury, and they're just so giving people mm-hmm. and they're all walks of life. It doesn't matter, you know, where you are financially, they're just wonderful people. I met Evan and some other just incredible givers. Mm-hmm. There's so much goodness out there. So let's talk about the army of volunteers you ladies have, because as much as you ladies look in very nice shape, you need some muscle, no disrespect, but you need some people to help out. All right. And so how does that work with the volunteers that have been so involved in the organization? What do you think, Heidi?
Well, it's usually a very quick text. We have so many people in our Rolodex now that we just shoot out a message. Hey, who's out there? Who's available this time, this location? And we usually get people firing back. I can be there. I'll bring a pickup truck. I'll bring this. I'll bring that. Everyone loads up. We fill our pantries, our local pantries, and store what we need to. But it really does become, you truly need a village to do this.
No, I consider like the cavalry. So let's say, you know, the Super Walmart.
That is it.
You know, it's like we got a lot of food and you're like, we don't want to waste anything.
Yeah, because right? They would end up having to throw it away.
And that always breaks my heart when people are hungry and all this food's going to waste. You have a wonderful program where you're actually getting volunteers to pick it up in their own vehicles. Mm-hmm. And then you ladies coordinate where it's going to go. But that's just an incredible amount of teamwork. And I love the idea of the Calvary, but this is the Calvary of goodness, right?
It is.
Now, how does that make you ladies feel when you're touching so many lives? And the volunteers, what's their reaction? Deanie, what's that like when you see the Calvary show up? What's
you know,
it like?
I feel like everybody is who helps us is like us. They just want to do their little part. They want to help people that need help. That's all it is. They come with joy. They come with a smile. Some of the boxes are pretty heavy, so we make my husband do that. and we just disperse it. We bring it back to my house, and then we have other places will come pick it up from us right away. And it's just, it works so smoothly that you know it's a blessing from God. Because I think if there were any bumps, it wouldn't, because it's a lot of work that we get done in a few hours. And it has to be blessed. We're just very lucky.
We're all lucky to have you ladies. Let me tell you right now, what you guys are doing is really changing the world. It really is pretty remarkable. Heidi, I know you're very active at this local school, and you know, you were concerned about waste, right, with food waste in the school system. So what did you do about that so that you could make sure food wasn't being wasted?
So I've been working in the Roxbury School District for 9 years now. And over those 9 years, we've always kept unopened food, whether it's a yogurt, a cheese stick, because sometimes you have children who are in need right in your own schools, and they come in without a snack. They need a little something extra. So we would always keep that excess unopened food around. And then COVID hit. And unfortunately, in the moment, we thought we could not keep anything until we learned differently. But we did have still some excess, and we were being told that we had to dispose of it. And that kind of alarmed me, just because I know the needs that are out there, especially so close to our community. And luckily, Deanie and I had joined the Rotary, and our dear friend Steve Alford. I reached out to him one day, shot him a quick text, and said, "Hey, I have a lot of concern about the waste going on in our schools, and I really would like to do something with that." And Steve helped me coordinate a meeting with our superintendent and the head of our food service and our food service contract. And through that process of having a meeting, we learned that in the state of New Jersey, there had been 12 nonprofits that came together on the same topic back in 2019. And all those food waste guidelines had changed. A lot of the concerns that were there about food storage had gone away, and it became more important to find a home for the food than to waste it. So since we had that meeting earlier this year, we do not see that amount of waste any longer. It all goes somewhere now.
I mean, once again, that's a great idea. It germinated, and it's making the world better because people are being fed with food that would have been thrown out. And once again, I mean, you know, this makes no sense to me.
I have to say, Todd, if I can interrupt 1 second, I encourage all the schools in New Jersey to take the time to look into the state of New Jersey school food waste guidelines that were distributed in 2019. This can be done throughout New Jersey. That unopened food can have a home if they have families in need in their schools.
So one of the missions of the show is not just in the great Garden State. I know we all love the Garden State, but throughout our great country and also throughout the world, these are the concepts that can change the world with all the waste. And it's a way to say, wait a minute, let's figure out something that can make it productive so that people can be fed. So ladies, I love to look, you guys have been doing toy drives. And I mean, you know, and that's another miracle for a little kid who doesn't have a toy. And think about it. When we're all young, we want this toy, that toy, whatever it might be. You ladies have been delivering toys to unfortunate folks that weren't able to afford toys. What is that like? You know, Heidi, when you pull up, you're like the Santa Clauses, you know, what's that like?
It really makes your heart very happy to know that you're doing something for someone who is less fortunate and may not have the gifts that we know our own children are blessed to receive on Christmas morning. So we're very blessed to have a dear friend. Shout out for our friend Jimmy Maka. He lets us use his Sprinter van and watches us load it up with all sorts of crazy stuff, from food to toys to whatever we're choosing to move that day. And we drive around to organizations. We have done Dyfus organizations, Nissan's Place in East Orange,
Catholic
Charities in Jersey City, Salvation Army in Dover. We are blessed to have that opportunity, and we're blessed to have so many people. If we're not asking anyone to do anything crazy, like give us 20 items, but if everyone just does one small thing, that just also to us, we believe gives a child hope.
Yeah. So Dini, in terms of your perspective as well, because I know you've been so involved, when you pull up and you see these youngsters and you see that, what's their faces look like when you're delivering these toys? What's that like for the kids?
Well, it's just joy. It's just joy. Like, they're like, I can have this. Like, they look and they like, what, like, I'm that special that I can have this. We're like, absolutely, this is for you. And you know that it helps them. So we get the joy from seeing their joy. And you know what? And you always hope that they'll pay it forward. Maybe one day they'll remember when they have a job or when they see somebody in need, maybe they'll buy a little toy for somebody. So it's always about paying it forward and trying to help and picking people up, like you said.
I mean, that's just so beautiful because, like, I know what my little boys, I mean, if I give them a gift and, you know, the excitement, like right now they love Legos. I mean, who knows? If it was Thomas the Train, you can't keep track of Legos. It's like one thing goes to another. But I know the joy on their face when they get a toy. And we're very blessed and fortunate so that our kids are able to have a fair amount of toys. My wife maybe would say too many. But, like, for the youngsters that don't have that opportunity especially, you ladies are bringing joy. You're lifting their lives up. You're making a difference. You got to realize how beautiful that is. What about, you know, Dini, I'm thinking about the winter. Like, right now we're, I guess it's been a little chilly lately, but we're already in the spring. But what's it like, you know, Dini, when you're delivering coats? You do coat drives. And you know, Dini, when you think about that, you're basically bringing warmth to someone that's cold. You know, they don't have a jacket.
It, you know what? It's truly amazing. And like sometimes it's not even us. Other organizations hear of us and they give us things to give out because we have so many connections that you just give it to the people who you know will get it to the people who are really desperate. And it's a truly miraculous, honestly amazing feeling when all of a sudden somebody gives you 50 coats and then you can give it to the families that really desperately need it, that cannot afford it, that are outside freezing and their children are freezing. You can't even describe the feeling, right?
Yeah. So for the listeners, I mean, when you're getting like spring cleaning is a good time right now, right? You have some of these winter jackets. You're just sitting there. You haven't put it on in like 5 or 10 years. I don't think you're going to put it on tomorrow or the next winter. You should donate it. And, you know, ladies, if they want to reach out and get involved and do these wonderful things, Dini, how do they reach you?
Well, they can call me. They can text me on the RayofHopeFoundation.com. You can email me, info@rayofhopefoundation.com. My phone number is on the website. Should I give it out?
Please.
My number is 551-655-4109. Call me or text me. I usually answer within an hour most days. And if you don't get me, you can find Heidi's number there also.
Yes, my number is 201-207-4710. We are always happy to help.
You guys are always there, and that's one of the things, like I said, the dynamic duo. You ladies deliver. I'm going to say it right now. You deliver. Literally.
We do.
At all hours of the night. You know, it was, Heidi, when you were regaling me, I mean, you were telling me in advance of the show, I mean, you could go into Newark in, like, the middle of the night to deliver, like, diapers to a family that needs diapers, and I'm like, wow. I'm like, wow. Cause I mean, that's a commitment. Number one, you're going like, you know, into Newark at night. There's some dangers involved, but you're bringing diapers. And once again, people don't realize there's folks out there that don't have diapers. I mean, just the way the world is, you got to lend a hand up. What is that like when you're able to get into Newark and help these families that don't have diapers?
It's again, truly rewarding and a blessing to help them not wonder where that next diaper is going to come from, because as Dini and I are now learning, there is such a need for this, especially with the cost of things at the moment. So we are planning our diaper drive for the summer so that we can continue to help those in need. But there are, you know, there are actually health risks involved without a child with a clean diaper. So we, you know, it's just rewarding to know that a parent can have one thing taken off their head, their child's going to sleep in a dry diaper.
Yeah.
And Heidi got a text recently. A woman, I think she had two small children. She had two diapers left and no money and no food. She goes, I don't know what to do. Is there anywhere, anybody that can help? So we were able to help and also have her contact other places that can help as well. And people don't realize, I mean, it's local in our area, so.
In Morris County.
Absolutely.
Yes. I mean, this is the other thing, too. We're Morris County residents. I mean, it is somewhat of a shock. Now, I've been doing this show for a while. I try to keep my ear on the human condition, but sometimes you get caught up in your own world. You don't realize right here, there's families, they don't have diapers. They don't have food. They don't have supplies. They don't have coats. I missed the phrase, and my apologies, ladies. Baby's Bottoms. That was the program, right? Mm-hmm. That's the diaper drive, which I was.
That's what we're gearing up for.
I got all worked up. I forgot to mention Baby's Bottoms, but we got to it. Dee Dee, what about sheets and blankets? I mean, is there a hotel in New York that also has been given back and doing the right thing?
Yeah. So my sister, who knows a lot of people, said, called me. She goes, hey, I'm friends with this gentleman, Mr. Klein, and he just bought all new sheets and blankets for his big hotel in New York City. He has all the sheets and blankets to give away. They're in good condition. Do you want them? So immediately I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with all those sheets and blankets, but I called different people. I know my friend Pedro from Newark went. I called places in Jersey City because it was right over on that side, and every single one got picked up and used.
Now, what's your sister? What's her name?
Debbie Duham.
Right. And that's real wonderful. I'm trying to get Debbie on the show sometime. I know that
we'll get
she got
there.
A pretty busy schedule. Hopefully, Debbie, if you're listening, hopefully I haven't spooked you today. It's not a bad show. Hopefully a lot of Facebook love out there. So one of the things that I just love about is the energy you both have. Are you always this energetic and enthusiastic? Because you guys, every time, you know, I talk to you or I met you recently, you give me that vibe of just the true goodness and the energy. Heidi, are you guys always like this?
We definitely feed off of each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have moments where we could say, we cannot move another ounce of food this week and we are exhausted and we will get a phone call and we will be right back in the giddy, happy mode of moving food. So we definitely feed off of each other. And I don't think there's many times that we're not laughing, even when we're so tired.
Yeah, I mean, you guys just never tire. I mean, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think we love life. I think so many people nowadays are always focusing on the downside. We're all blessed. Look at your life. Look at your house. You have somewhere to live. You have a car. You can drive places. You have a job. You have to really focus on the positive. Heidi and I do. My daughter was paralyzed. She's healed. It's amazing. I love every single day. I have three healthy children. Heidi had a wonderful miracle. She had very bad cancer. So we really appreciate the days that God has given us. And we try to make the most of every single day.
Yep. You know, I always think about when I pray about being grateful and have gratitude for everything that we have, because we all go through adversity. You have good days and bad days. Mm-hmm. My late dad used to say, you got to be here to complain. So be joyous in what you have. Mm-hmm. Your problems are going to be okay. You're going to get through it. And a lot of people magnify their problems and blow it out of proportion. Mm-hmm. Many times they're very serious problems, but it's so important to start your day with gratitude and be grateful for everything that you do have. You know, ladies, what's the present need of the organization for the ones that have been tuning in today? And hopefully you'll listen to, you know, the ToddLeonardShow.com and check out the various episodes, especially today. What are the current needs, Heidi?
I would say continued even monetary donations, because we use those coming up this late spring, early summer to give out scholarships. And we give away how many now, Dean?
About seven.
About seven scholarships in memory of certain individuals, mostly children who have passed on. And we try to do that. So we, at this time, are looking for more monetary donations in order to keep up with our scholarship funds.
For the folks that are listening, the scholarships, is it for a local school? How does that work?
There's a couple of different ones. We do Dover.
Teaneck for special needs in memory of Terry. And also Hackensack Meridian for kids graduating that have cancer in memory of Michael Romano, who passed away with cancer. And in Dover.
Dover is for Katie Blodgett.
who passed from cancer.
So you ladies always put the things in perspective. You're always giving. You're always, you know, like you said, sadly, the young kids passed. And you're still trying to, despite that tremendous heartache, you're also doing something so wonderful in their honor, in their memory, giving them, the folks, to get a scholarship, to get an education. You know, Deanie, before we end the show, do you have any advice for the listeners about your life experience? I mean, you're so young, ladies. You're so vibrant. So,
oh, thanks.
I mean, you got a lot of gas in the tank. I know gas is expensive nowadays, but you got a lot of gas in the tank. What's your perspective, Deanie, on for the listeners on your view of the universe?
I think very important is you have to take one day at a time. You can't like take all the world's problems and hold them in your heart and your soul. And you have to be, you know, there has to be a little light, and we can all bring that little light and joy to our local people. Like, can you change the world? No, it's so big. There's so much crazy stuff going on, but you can be that spark that can change the world around you. So if you can change one person's life locally, then they may be able to do it. And then it becomes a tidal wave. And I feel like it's so important to realize how important you are. Right. Everybody has to know they are so important, and you're here for a reason, and there's so much to give. And if you help, as soon as you start helping somebody, you will become happy. It's just something that's inherently in your soul. So I feel like that's so important.
Right. I mean, there's no question when we talk about, you know, when you give back and you help others in need. I know when I've been involved, I feel so much better about myself because I realize it's not just about me. You know, mm-hmm. It is like the Rotarian way, service above mm-hmm. self. If not us, then who? And it's the I want to get involved mentality. And you need to get involved. And then your life feels so much more enriched. Heidi, what's your perspective? Because like I said, you've been so involved as well. Just some thoughts for us to think about today, going forward in our lives. What are your thoughts about this whole concept of, you know, helping out, lending a hand up?
I like the word you just used, being enriched, because through all of this, you have the opportunity to make connections with great people who can help you do what you do, but you also have the opportunity to enrich someone else's life by what you are doing. So it really is the entire environment becomes very enriching for everyone involved.
No question. I mean, I know I always bring up the D'Amico family. You know, sadly, they lost their son. But I always think about what the dad and the mom were saying, you know, Chris and Laura, about the ripple effect. That if you touch one life, you don't know what impact this can have. Like, you know, like a little pebble on that little placid lake, all of a sudden, boom. It changes someone's life, but in the process, you're changing. Mm-hmm. You know, I met Jack Crilly last week, a wonderful guy. I didn't know who Jack was. I never knew the man. I didn't really know you ladies. And my life feels so much better that I now met you. I'm enriched by the process. I'm a better person to be around people like you that are always there for the community. And I don't want you to ever think that that's not so important. Even when you're a little tired. Which is, I'm sure, rare, but when you are, you're raised up the downtrodden. You're lifting up people's souls by doing what you're doing. And the other thing that you talked about is the concept of paying it forward. When you are doing the right thing, you're touching lives in so many different ways. And that's why when I thought about you ladies today on Mother's Day, I'm like, you're shining examples of what mothers really are about. You're wonderful, you're giving back, you're raising your family, but you're also setting an example, a very high bar for your own kids, because that's what parents do, right? You have to lead by example, because the kids do pay attention, and God bless you both, you know. It's just been a real wonderful treat, ladies. You know, I think about it, how blessed I am to have people like you out there that I can now call friends, that I know if I have a family I'm thinking of that might be in need, I can say, listen, Deanie and Heidi, the Ray of Hope Foundation, they're there for you. They're there every day. Doesn't matter your situation. They will be there. So I want you to think about this on Mother's Day. We can all make a difference. We can touch the world. We can make it better and better. I want you to pray and think about everything you have in your lives. Remember this. We are in this together. We can make a difference. God bless. Please tune in next Sunday. Take care.
The Todd Leonard Show is sponsored by the Leonard Foundation, whose mission is to support the children and families who are battling pediatric cancer and those in need of food and assistance, women's shelters, and other important social services in the community. They also proudly support those fighting pancreatic cancer. They feel it's vitally important to help those in need in our amazing community when they need us the most. Please join them in extending a helping hand and go to leonardcharity.org and donate now. Together, we can touch many lives.